Good Monday morning. This is Carson Jones on the Four Corners Arts Forum here on KDUR 919-939 FM. I have a fabulous Ridgeway artist joining us this morning, Miss Kelly Day. Good morning.
Good morning, Carson.
And her fabulous 8-year-old son, Chinte, who will be chiming in on occasion, I'm sure of it. He's shaking his head yes. Okay. So Kelly has a show opening this week, correct?
Yes, Friday night is opening.
Yeah, at Eno. Right downtown, and Allison Dance has a great reputation for bringing beautiful artwork into Eno, and now your work is going to be gracing the walls. So it's going to be a great show. I don't know if people know of you, Kelly, and I'd love for our listening audience to get to know you. And her son Chinte is like, yeah, she's going to get to be known. He does not have a mic, everyone. So he will be answering questions on his mom's mic, though, at some point. So, Kelly, let's talk a little bit about how you came to the Four Corners to the Four Corners area, and what your journey's been. Because I really enjoyed reading your website and that whole description of how you ended up in this area. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Thanks. Yeah, sure. Let's see. I was living in Flagstaff, Arizona, and I was getting very interested in mountaineering, and there was one mountain there, pretty much. And so there weren't enough mountains, and I decided to go to Alaska and learn to be a mountain guide intern in the St. Elias Range. So after that, I ended up learning that there was a lot of ice climbing in Ouray, Colorado. So on the way back, I headed to Ouray and started ice climbing there, but I still was living in Flagstaff and was coming up on the weekends. And long story short, I ended up living in Ouray and getting deeply involved in the climbing community for quite a while. And that's how I ended up in the Four Corners area. Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah. So obviously the Four Corners area isn't new to you, but Ouray and Ridgeway are.
Well, yeah, as of 98, that
was my
home.
There for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
How has it been being an artist in Ridgeway? And because you also do graphic design as well.
Uh-huh.
So how has that balance been for you living in Ridgeway? And how's it feel?
Wow. Well, anytime you're working and trying to develop an art career at the same time, I'm sure you know it's pretty overwhelming. It's a lot. And as a parent, so I'm doing that juggling act. And basically, that's my biggest job, is just trying to balance all that. But it's exciting because my art career keeps growing. Excuse me. And I was recently have had some really great things happen with it. As far as living in Ridgeway, I absolutely love it. It's a small community and it's just a great group of people.
I've had a few friends who have lived there, and they say the same. They really love it and say it's a really sweet community and really supportive. And I always try and stop whenever I'm traveling back and forth and I pass Ridgeway, because it's got a feel good way about it.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I'd imagine as an artist creating there, it's pretty comfortable.
It is. And it's one of those towns that you kind of stop and you go, well, what is there to look at? But once you live there for a while, you realize, yeah, it's all about the people. And then the scenery.
Oh, gosh. I know. The views are spectacular, aren't they?
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your history and your journey in art as well. At what age did you know that art was something that you absolutely loved? Can you think of that?
40.
Right. Right. You're like, oh, that's what that is. Yes, I guess I do love art.
I distinctly remember in eighth grade realizing I had some ability, because we had a contest in class drawing an Oreo cookie, and I won. And I won some other little contest in sixth grade. So I guess I knew I had some ability. I knew my mom was dabbling in art while I was growing up, but I didn't really think much about it. Same thing in high school. I realized I had some ability in art class, but I really just didn't have the motivation to work at it. And so it wasn't till I was older that I would start to try it. And then I just hated what I was drawing so much that I would typically kind of put the pencil down and give it up for a while. And it wasn't until I was a bit older that I actually could face that, looking at those really bad paintings and keep going to see what was on the other side.
So speaking about your paintings, I mean, what medium do you use? Are you Are you an acrylic or oil painter, or what do you prefer?
I'm a mixed media painter.
Okay.
Yeah. So I like to use a little bit of everything to get a lot of richness and depth in the painting. And I typically start with a lot of collage of just really fun stuff that I've been collecting, like Chinese food containers. I ripped up some poetry books, which sounds horrible, but at least then you get to see them. They're not sitting on the shelf every day. Mm-hmm. And then I use a lot of acrylic and handmade stamps and pastel and all kinds of stuff.
So I was looking online at a lot of your work, and the colors are beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love your palette and how you just bring these objects to life. Particularly some of the bicycles are really sweet, and the flowers. And I would imagine that living in Ridgeway, you have an opportunity to see some eclectic things every now and then.
Yeah.
Do you draw inspiration? I was going to say, do you draw inspiration from the things you see around town, or...?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's impossible to live there without just being blown away by the scenery. And, excuse me, so I'm very, very inspired by the landscape. And somebody said, oh, you're an experiential artist. And I kind of stuck with that because it's really true. What inspires me to paint is just going out and having some great experience, whether it's hiking or biking around with friends after a martini, or just anything, and taking a trail run through the aspens. Those kinds of things will stick with me, and they'll kind of seep into my brain until they have to come out and be painted.
That's a question I was going to ask is, you know, do you tend to take photos of moments that have those, like, they move you, and do you paint them eventually, or do you just log them in your head and then they come out as they do?
I've really gotten into taking photos while I'm out. I'm a terrible photographer, but I'm in love with it. And I typically will take my journal out too, and I'll snap pictures so I can remember a scene that particularly is gorgeous, or I'll do a journal sketch in the field and then I'll come home and paint from that.
What's the largest piece you've painted?
I've done some 4x4 foots lately, and it's amazing. I'd love to go bigger. It's just really freeing and exciting, and you have all this room to move your body and your arms. But I don't have a car where I can get a canvas in any bigger than 4 feet.
I know, it's like your business is going to have to invest in a little travel trailer.
I don't want to get a bigger car. And then shipping would be crazy, so I'll have to figure that out. Maybe I'll have to start stretching my own canvas.
I was going to say, you just roll it up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'd have to. That would be, yeah. I mean, I would imagine that shipping out of Ridgeway isn't cheap.
No, it's not.
Or maybe you just open your own gallery in Ridgeway.
Right, right, yeah.
Get those tourists coming along the track.
Yeah, that would be fun.
So, Chinte, I want to ask you a question because you're sitting there so politely waiting, just waiting. So I understand that you're a BMX guy.
Yes.
And your mom is this great artist at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you don't really enjoy watching her create, but you like what she creates, huh?
Yeah.
So when your mom's creating and you see a portion of something that she's painting or collaging, and you leave and go ride your bike, and then you come back and you're like, oh my gosh, mom, look what you did. How does that feel for you? What do you think?
It feels like when I come home from school, my mom just shows me her first portion of her painting, and then I go like ride my bike and do stuff. And then when she calls me in for dinner, after dinner, she shows me like this masterpiece.
Ooh, masterpiece. That's so kind of you.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you another question, so stick by that mic. So do you have any interest in art, or are you just strictly a biking athlete?
Well, I like art too, and we had this art show for our school, and one of my art pieces got picked to go into the library art show.
It did? What did you make?
It was an aspen tape thing. So what we did was we put tape over a giant piece of paper, and then we painted beside the tape, and then we squirted the tape. Like, we squirted
with paint and stuff? You got it.
Paint.
It's hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah. We paint sprayed it.
Yes, you got it.
And then when we took it off, there was like these white strips that looked like aspens, and we drew like the little black things on them.
Oh, and so it was up for display.
Mm-hmm.
How long was it up for display?
Well, the art show hasn't started. Library art show hasn't started yet, but it's going in there.
Oh, so your mom's putting up a show and you're getting a piece of artwork on public display too.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell me, your mom and you installed her show at Eno yesterday. How was that?
Well, I helped her by putting up the tags with the sticky stuff.
It's fun to do that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what do you think about it? You think it looks good?
Yeah, really
yeah?
good.
Okay. I'm going to ask your mom some more questions then. Awesome job. So talking about having your show at Eno, I want to speak a little bit about how you came in contact with Eno and thought that maybe a show would be great for you there.
That was like a lot of great things that happened in life, just pure chance. I was working in a little gallery in Ridgeway called Resource, and Allison Dance, the owner of Eno, stopped in with her sister, and they didn't realize that I was the artist they were referring to, but they said, oh, your art would look great, or this art would look great in our cafe, and I said, oh, that's mine, and so and so we just continued to talk, and then we planned this summer show.
Oh, that's great. So let's talk about your body of work that's going to be up at Eno.
Mm-hmm.
What can you share with our listening audience?
It's called Bikes, Blossoms, and Birds. And it is work that I've been doing in the last 4 to 6 months. Well, longer than that, actually. It's just a very cheerful summer show about very... lots of multi-layered, colorful, collaged bikes that have, I would say, just a little bit of influence from my love of street art, a little raw, and some elegant Japanese birds, and lots of bright, colorful, loose, happy flowers.
So are these works on canvas or another type of surface? Or
I always paint on canvas, yeah.
Okay. Wow. So how many pieces total?
Oh my gosh, I didn't even count. Maybe 15 or so?
Gente, we should have had you count them. Just teasing. So I know that I love how Eno has all of the work installed on the cables. It seems to be such an easier way to really make a show go up. Do you find that when you were installing yesterday that it went up quickly or that you needed to take some time to really lay it out?
Well, I had come down earlier and planned the whole show out and taken pictures of the wall, so I was ready to go. I'm getting more organized as I get more experienced. I've done quite a few shows over the last 5 years or so, and she has just got a spectacular space for hanging art with her cables and her hanging system and the lighting and the walls, and it's just a super cool, hip cafe, and the atmosphere is great, and so it's just a really delightful place to hang my work.
So speaking of hanging your work, you had mentioned that Allison stopped into a gallery where you were and mm-hmm. your work was or is. What is that gallery again? Resource?
It's called Resource. It's okay. Actually an artist co-op.
Oh, okay. Great.
Uh-huh.
And so how long has your work been there?
Oh, let's see. I don't know. Maybe 3 or 4 years now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And have you been pleased with the co-op situation and getting sales?
Yeah, it's a nice little spot. It's just right on the main street, and we have a really thriving artist community in Ridgeway, so it's a kind of a great place for everybody to come together and show their work, and lots of people stop going through on their way to Telluride.
If you are just joining us here on KDUR, it's about it's halfway through the show, and I've got Kelly Day and her 8-year-old son Chinte with me in studio, and we're talking about Kelly Day and her art opening at Eno coming up this week, and just pretty much in general, her and her life and how she got here and what her work's like. So we were just speaking about how your work was in Resource and the cooperative and in Ridgeway. And what do you say to those listening, to the listening audience who, you know, live in the Four Corners area, who you really want to encourage them to get up there to see your work at Ridgeway too, not only at Eno, but getting over, making the drive to Ridgeway, because it's a beautiful drive.
Mm-hmm.
How do you encourage people to get there?
Well, you know, there's hot springs.
It looks like Chinte wanted to say something. How do you get people to Ridgeway, Chinte?
Well, what I usually really thought
this is going to be good.
When I see new people coming to Ridgeway, I usually find them at the art gallery resource, and they're always like, this art is awesome. They're always going, and I always think they're just coming to Ridgeway because of the art.
Oh,
well,
my little sales guy here.
Maybe that's the whole PR marketing scheme we can have. Is, you know, that's why people go. They don't go for the views.
Well,
not
actually, Carson, something really cool that's happened in Ridgeway is that the state of Colorado has designated certain areas Colorado artist communities. And we have a very amazing town manager, Jen Coates, who's very vibrant and active and doing lots of wonderful things for our town. And she worked hard to communicate with the state, and they ended up designating Ridgeway as an artist community in the state of Colorado. And what that means is that we get a certain amount of funds and to help promote ourselves and help develop the town as an artist community. And so Telluride is one, Ridgeway is one, Salida is one. So there's these little artist nooks around the state that are developing with the help of the state. So it's really cool, and it's part of developing the economy in Colorado. Mm-hmm.
What are you finding in Ridgeway, you know, since you're there and you've been there for so many years now as an artist? And what's the community of artists like? Like, how are you all coming together to really boost this creative community as well? What's that like for you as an artist?
Well, it's a super laid back community. Everybody is just loves doing what they do. And, you know, a lot of people just have kind of their own little studios, and so it's a pretty quiet scene. It's a small town, and so we have what's called moonwalks that the town puts on every month, and usually all the galleries open up, and we have some sort of theme where you go from gallery to gallery and walk around, and there's hors d'oeuvres, and usually you have to answer a little question or find a little hidden butterfly or something at every gallery, and if you get checked off for each one of these, I think there's some sort of prize or free margarita at the end or something. So we always have a little creative stuff going on like
that. That's great. And so coming into Eno, it's a comfortable place there too, because I think that there might still be some artists working for Allison, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. Behind the counter, and they also really treat the artists who are on the walls very, very well.
Uh-huh. They do. I know the last show there was one of her employees, and it was wonderful.
Yeah. Minna. I think it was Minna's show,
okay,
if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I've always been pleased with what Allison puts up on the walls and how she really connects with the artists there. So congratulations on the show.
Thanks.
This week. You have a lot of stuff going on with your website and teaching, and let's talk about your upcoming events and how people can find you. So do you have a website, Kelly?
I do. It's kellydayart.com, and Kelly is with an IE.
And what all can people expect to see on your website?
You know, the usual, the latest works and the biography and all that stuff. I think the most interesting part is the blog. If you're interested in art or what artists do, I'm pretty regular about posting there and try to have a little fun with that.
And you have some upcoming events.
Yes. So my biggest news is that I'm developing an e-course, which is an online course. I've had more and more people ask about my painting process. And so I'm learning that people are as interested in learning about how to paint as they are to buy paintings. And so what's been really fun is developing some classes. And most recently, I've developed a 12-day online mixed media class where people can log in from anywhere around the world and go through 12 days of painting lessons with me.
I hope you're going to be promoting that at your opening on Friday.
I should be.
Yeah. You as a graphic designer, get something whipped up really quick on a postcard.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, really, think about that. I mean, if people are connecting with your art this week and then knowing that they can also connect with you in a different way, I think that they would probably enjoy that.
Yeah, I would. And, you know, what's really, really exciting, I think I started out just wanting to share paintings, and now what's becoming kind of a side thing that's really exciting is that I'm finding that there's so many women. I'm sure there's men too, but I keep meeting the women for some reason who are also just getting into their creative selves. And since I've been doing it for quite a few years now, I feel like I have something to share with them. And it's so exciting seeing these people discover their creativity and feeling like I have something that I can teach them and that they are getting excited about. So,
well, you were talking about, you know, winning the awards in sixth grade and eighth grade and then some in high school. And, you know, how do you feel like your art has developed for you once you decided that you are going to be an artist, you know, in addition to your graphic design work? I mean, what was that process like for you?
It was really hard. And the reason is because I came from a really realistic style where I drew things like photography. I drew them as, you know, as clear as photographs. And then I went into graphic design where I spent years and years designing beautiful things for other people. So I learned how to design pretty things for other people. And then as an artist, I had to break out of that mindset of making something look pretty and learn how to just paint what was coming from inside, what was just raw, pure expression and emotion, and get my head out of there going, oh, if you move this little square over here, everything will be balanced and perfect looking. That's not art. That's graphic design. So that part has been really hard, and I feel like I'm finally getting there.
Yeah, so for all of those people who are starting out and, like you said, getting in touch with their creative selves, I mean, what kind of words of encouragement do you have for those people?
Be okay with watching yourself paint some really ugly stuff for a while.
Right. So do you have any ugly pieces hanging around your house anymore? Or do you just paint over them?
I saved my first one. It's in the closet. And my friend.
Oh, no, you have it in the closet.
My friend Mark always says, I want that. I want to keep that. It's memory of what you did. But really, what's cool is that art is so all encompassing. It's not just about the painting. It's about your whole life. It reaches its tentacles into so many areas. And for me, and what I'm enjoy sharing is that it really comes from finding some joy and some excitement and happiness in your own life and having to discover things that you love and things that inspire you. And so it's about having to clean out all those closets and really see what's there. And you're really living what you're putting on the canvas. It's really authentic. I think if you're doing it well, it's authentic. So that's what I'm sharing in my e-course, and that's what I'm enjoying discovering on my own.
That's exciting. That's really exciting. It's a beautiful thing that someone can finally just reach in and then draw out. You know, because like you said earlier, I find that so many of us can easily be in our heads, and it keeps us and it blocks us from really doing what we should be doing artistically anyway.
Yep.
Are you doing any courses in Ridgeway? At all for anyone?
I am. Well, I'm doing a Ridgeway course, 2-day mixed media class this fall through Weehawken Arts. And you can find them at weehawkenarts.org. And then in Telluride, I am doing a 2-day course June 27 and 28, the day after Chente's birthday, at AHA Arts School.
Oh, I tell you right.
Yeah, and so that's my next course, and I'm really excited about that because AHA is a fantastic school.
So people can sign up for an e-course, they can take a little mini vacation and just go to Ridgeway for the weekend, or they could go to Telluride for the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Look at that. You get a vacation and art education all in one weekend.
Yeah, you got to make these things super fun.
Exactly. So Chente, have you enjoyed being in Durango and helping your mom install this show?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. What kind of, are you proud of her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you usually tell her when she completes her masterpieces?
I usually either say, I think you need some more design, or that looked really good.
Like you said, he's your own little businessman and art critic.
Oh, he's honest.
What's your favorite of what your mom paints? What do you like the best?
My favorite painting that my mom made.
Yeah, like what do you like best of what she paints?
Probably like the baby elephant that she painted once, because it was gray, green, and blue, which really standed out.
Mm. I thought that you would say the bikes. I was so wrong. What else? Elephants and what else?
The bikes. And there's just one painting that she never really got to get into her website that she gave me to put in my room because I really liked it, which is a cheetah.
Ooh.
A 4-foot cheetah.
Have you seen any cheetahs around Ridgeway?
No. I'm glad not.
Just teasing. So do you have any favorite colors as an 8-year-old kiddo when you're watching your mom paint? Do you have any favorite colors that you like to see her paint with?
I like to see her paint with green, turquoise, and red.
Oh, all together or separate?
Not mixed, but yeah, all together in the same painting. And I also really like purple because once she made a zebra with a purple background, it was really cool.
Hmm. So I know in your mom's collages, and please, Kelly, comment on this too, both of you. I know in your mom's collages that there's a lot of words and sometimes written words and things like that. Do you ever write in any of your mother's paintings?
We should do that.
Yeah.
I guess that's no, huh? You don't do that? No. Do you like watching her create that, though?
Sometimes she puts... Sometimes
there you go.
She puts, like, words from books or something into her paintings. And once she got this really cool book that I wanted to read so badly that she never let me read because she had to rip it up.
I guarantee you she probably remembers what that book is and she'll probably get it for you. Then you can read it. And then that piece will have a new meaning for you, huh?
Yes.
Huh. So elephants, cheetah, the colors we talked about. Do you have a favorite piece that you just put up at Eno that we should tell the listening audience about?
The painting that I really like the most is about a 1x1 bicycle with a pink background.
Ooh. What color is the bike? Did you say it was a bike with a pink background, right?
Yeah.
What color is the bike? Do you remember?
Not really.
It's you white. Just,
yeah, oh,
white.
It is white.
White.
You like that one, huh? Yeah. Why do you like that one so much?
Because the white really stands out over the pink, and it's so bright that it almost feels like it's an actual bike hanging from the wall.
So all you bike lovers out there, I would encourage you to go to Eno, right?
Yes.
So if anyone out there rides bikes or likes bikes, what do you say to them, Chinte?
Go to Eno.
Exactly. Kelly, how about you? Do you have a favorite piece in the show?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I love Prune Puffs, which is the bike that's in the ad. And I like a lot of them for different reasons.
How many pieces were you at home choosing from to bring for this show? A lot.
A lot, because yeah, I had to hang some in Telluride on the way down here.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
So we were sorting through maybe 20, 25, which is a lot for me. I'm always moving them around because I like them to be seen.
So when is the opening this week? Because we're coming to an end on the show.
Okay. The opening is this Friday, May 8th from 5 to 7.
At Eno on 2nd Avenue. And I would imagine Chinte will be there. So he'll be signing autographs from his radio interview.
Unfortunately, Chinte will not be there. He'll be having a sleepover.
Oh,
so
that sounds fun,
that
Chinte.
That might be more fun for everybody.
And again, I'd love for you to share your website with everyone so they can review your bio and your portfolio and any upcoming events, because you do have some upcoming events. So
it's kellydayart.com, KELLIEDAYART.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much for being up here on KDUR. I really appreciate it.
Welcome.
Thanks, Carson.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks to everyone else in the listening audience for tuning into KDUR 919-939 FM. You've been listening to the Four Corners Arts Forum. I'm Carson Jones, and I've been with Kelly Day, the artist whose work will be at Eno this week, and, of course, the handsome Chinte. Everyone have a wonderful week. Talk to you soon.